Audacity to Lead, episode
25.
Inspiring, actionable content that helps you get focused, get started, and be impactful. This is Audacity to Lead.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Audacity to Lead. I want to say thank you for joining me on this episode. Well, it's so good to be back from Social Media Week. I had a lot of fun being at Social Media Week. I want to thank JC Onomiwo. I want to thank a lot of others, Ambassador PJ, Ademolegun, and a lot of other persons. But for now, let me welcome you to this podcast today. I'm glad you're joining me, and I'm glad to have you here. I'm so excited to have you on this podcast today. Welcome. This is Audacity to Lead podcast, and this is the podcast where I help you lead with more influence. I give you the courage and necessary insight to step out and lead better than you have been doing. Of late, of course, I've been talking about having a platform for you to be able to influence others and to influence more people. So this podcast, this series that I've been running, has actually been very encouraging for me personally, because I have had the opportunity to learn a lot from several guests we've had. And the good part is that today, this episode is also another awesome one. And you are going to be hearing from AC Fuller. AC Fuller is my guest today, and he hosts a podcast called Writer 2.0, and he has a book coming out soonest, and the book is titled The Anonymous Source. And I'm excited that AC Fuller, out of his busy schedule, he could carve out some time to be with us on this show. And really I'm excited to have him on this show today, and you're going to be hearing from him in a moment. Well, everything that we are going to talk about on this episode, you are going to pick them up from audacitytolead.com/25, that is episode 25, which is this episode. And I'm particularly excited. I'm going to be using this episode in a lot of ways, because it's something that I'm personally interested in: writing to influence people, writing to change lives, writing to shape mindsets, writing to affect others. And this is one thing. Well, let me not into this episode too much, but this is going to be one of the most important episodes you are going to hear, you are going to listen to, and I'm just excited. Well, I think between the time I was at Social Media Week and now, a lot of things have happened, and I'm encouraged to know that eventually at the podcast session at Social Media Week, we eventually had a lot of persons in attendance. I met a lot of my listeners, a lot of my blog followers, a lot of my social space, and I'm quite grateful that you all came and we hugged. I was able to shake some people. I was able to snap pictures with some others. Mute Efe, I want to say thank you. Ini Akman, I want to say thank you for coming. Tunde Kelani, I want to say thank you for coming. I'm trying to remember a lot of other names right now. Ambassador PJ, like I mentioned before. Ademolegun Owojoba, Dimeji Mudele, John Obidi, even though we didn't finally meet, Segun Akiode, Kolo Kenneth. I just want to say thank you to every one of you who was at Social Media Week, even though I didn't get to meet some of you that came. Some of you sent me message. Some of you sent me emails that you couldn't wait and we couldn't meet. But I really want to say thank you. Today you are going to be listening to this episode, and well, at the end of this episode, I'm going to tell you something interesting which you might really like. So without further ado, I want us to get into this episode. I want us to go ahead and have this chat with AC Fuller. of Writers 2.0 podcast. You can find ACFULLA at acfulla.com, A-C-F-U-L-L, that is double L-E-R.com. One thing I have to mention again about this episode is that this episode was actually recorded in a public place, which actually makes it interesting. We actually decided we were going to test things, and we did this recording in the public place. Well, it's not bad, so you're going to enjoy it, and you're really going to enjoy it. And I mean, you're going to enjoy it, especially if you're looking at starting a blog or you want to improve on your blog presently. This episode is like a brain dump, something you can go live with and do something with whatever it is you learn. I'll be glad to hear from you. Once again, you can find any link, anything we mention on this episode, you can find them all at audacitytolead.com/25. So without further ado, let's get into this right away. Hi, AC.
Hello.
I want to say thank you to you for being on the show today. I appreciate your coming on the show. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I'm happy to join you.
I'd ask you to be tribe members just to know a little about AC Fola, who is my guest today. Am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Fola or Fola?
Yep, you're Fuller.
Great. So, AC Fola has been teaching writing for over 15 years. A former adjunct professor of journalism at New York University. His work has been featured in the Register Star and New York Newsday. He graduated from Oberlin College, where he received the John D. Lewis Prize for highest honors in political theory, then worked as a freelance editor and writer before completing a master's degree in journalism at New York University. Today, I'm going to be talking with AC Fola, and we are going to be discussing how writing helps leaders to influence more people. If you want to know a little about Fola once more, he's an associate member of International Thrillers Writer and a member of the Pacific Northwest Writers Association. The prologue of his book, Writer 2.0, won the 2014 San Francisco Writers Contest in the non-fiction category. He's the author of the novel, the debut novel, The Anonymous Source, which will be published by June this year. I think because he has written something, both offline and online, Fola, you happen to be one of the key persons to share the idea of what we are going to be discussing today. Thank you for joining me again on the show.
It's great to be here, and I love to talk about writing, so happy to be on.
Well, aside what I've read about you just now, what I just said about you just now, let's get to know some other details about you that I didn't mention just now.
Yes. Well, I also host a writing podcast called Writer 2.0, and that's a lot of fun. I talk to authors, I talk to writers, I talk to journalists and bloggers about the writing process. And just that's my specialty. So that's what I love to talk to people about. So that's something else I do. But mostly I spend my time writing, and I have a wife and two children. So very busy with taking care of them. And for my day job, I teach writing at a small college now.
Nice. Okay, so what got you into writing? How come did you pick up a career or a job in writing?
Well, when I was in my early 20s, maybe 22 or 23, I started trying to write novels and stories. I wanted to write books, but I wasn't very good at writing yet. So I decided to do some journalism, so writing for newspapers. And that was what I did in my early 20s. I did that. And I also took up some editing, where I would work on other people's books with them. And then I decided to go to graduate school and get a master's degree in journalism. And I thought I was going to be a journalist and write, you know, news stories, work for a newspaper. But right when I finished, they hired me to teach at New York University in New York City. So I didn't end up really being a journalist. I did a few stories, but I wasn't really a journalist. So I ended up teaching and studying. One of my passions is to study the media and how it works, and how the internet works, how television works, how radio works, how cell phones work, all these things. So I was teaching some things about that and also teaching writing. And then when I stopped teaching, you know, I got a little bit older and I just decided it's time to get really serious about my own writing. And so I just decided to work on some novels and some screenplays and start a blog. And so that's what I've been doing, you know, the last few years. And that's kind of been the transition, getting really serious about it and transitioning to trying to make the writing a full-time career in addition to the teaching that I've been doing all along.
Wow, it's great to know that you actually have writing as your main career. This brought to my mind that if you had picked up writing, does that mean that you abandoned every other passion you have just to pursue writing?
No, not at all. And I definitely don't think that anyone should abandon other passions that they have. Actually, I'm working on a book about writing right now. And one of the things I talk about in that book is that I don't think it's very good to only think about writing, because we need things to write about. And whether you're writing about business or writing about politics or writing about history or writing stories, novels about people you know, or whatever you're writing about, you need to have a life and you need to have things you're doing that inform your writing and that inspire you to write. So I definitely didn't drop my other passions. I probably have a little less time for them than I used to, because the writing, taking a book to its final stages where it's going to come out, just takes so much work. But I definitely have all kinds of interests. I'm interested in almost anything you could talk about.
Now, that brings to mind what you said when we started this conversation. You said you started studying about media and other media elements like mobile, like blogging, like using the internet. Now, that will make me want to ask, how did you get to start a blog? How did you get into blogging? What made you actually start blogging?
Let's see. Well, I'm coming from what I want to be doing more and more, and what I am doing more and more is writing books. And in order to reach people these days, you need to be on the internet. So you need to have a website so that people can find you. Because for most people, that's the first place they look for you. At least in my field, they look on for your website. And then they want to get to know you a little bit. And they want to get to know you through a blog most of the time. So I started a blog because the marketing people who were working on my book with me said, you have to start a blog. You have to have a blog, because that's the way, if someone's going to buy your book, they want to meet you on your blog. And it's also, so that's one reason. It's also a great way to practice writing. It's also a great way to meet new people, just like podcasting is. And it's a great way to explore some of my other interests I have without having to write a whole book about them. So I started a blog not that long ago. I'm not someone who's been blogging for 20 years or 10 years, but some people have been. I know people who that's all they do. I'm most interested in writing books, but just like with any business, you know, books is a business, and you really have to have a blog in order to connect with people, just because that's where people look. In a lot of cases, they go to the internet and they want to find your website and they want to find your blog before they want to buy your book, before they want to do business with you, before they want to take a class you're leading. You know, that's where people go first.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, that was some powerful insight. That tells me that having to write and having to create content online actually influences people, right?
Yes. Now, it definitely influences people.
Okay.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay. So if
writing influence people. Can you tell us how leaders can actually influence people through their writing? Like, how leaders can influence people through their writing?
Yes, I think there's a lot of ways, and a blog is a good place to start. So it depends on what field you want to be a leader in. So, you know, I want to be someone who is known for writing novels and be a leader in the novel writing field in my particular genre, writing, thriller stories. So you have to kind of, to be a leader in that field, you have to join that conversation. And you have to talk with other people who are in that field. You have to learn from and converse with other experts in that field. And so, you know, you start by reading what is out there. What are the good blogs out there that are in my field? And then, you know, you add your voice to that, and thereby you become a leader slowly over time by joining that conversation. So let's say that you want to be a leader in, you know, the television production field. You want to work in television somewhere. So you don't just kind of start hoping for that. You start reading about it. You start trying to meet people who are already leaders in that field, and you try to join into the conversation with them. And one way to join is by writing about it on your blog, writing about the important issues in that field, writing about the controversies in that field, sharing your opinion in that field, writing about the history of that field. Whichever angle you take, you want to join that conversation, and also you want to start presenting yourself as a leader in that field. And sometimes you have to start doing that even a little bit before you really are a leader in that field. You have to just start joining in like you're already an expert, and then you become an expert over time. The more you write about it, the more you join in that conversation.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. And now that brings to mind, if somebody was to start a blog, let's say somebody wants to start a blog right now, what advice, tips and strategies can you share with the person who's trying to start a blog?
Okay, so it's going to be a little bit different depending on what field the person wants to start a blog in. Do you have a sense of your listeners, like what kind of areas they might want to start a blog in, like a good example that I could use? Because the way you approach a blog is different depending on what your area of leadership is.
Let me use a practical example of someone I know.
Yes.
Her name is Amy right now, and she wants to start a blog sharing her passion, and her passion is actually for women to rise up and do something meaningful with their lives.
Excellent. And in particular, is she in Nigeria, and it would be aimed for Nigerian women?
Yeah. Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that's a really good idea for a blog, because one thing about blogs are you want to have a specific focus and a specific area of interest. So you wouldn't want to start a blog that's really, really general, like a blog that tries to talk all about Nigerian history. That would be too much for one person to do. That's too much to do. That's a whole book, or you'd need a whole team or a university to do that. So for one person to talk about her passion of women rising up in Nigeria and having an impact, what she would do is the very first thing is you actually start a website. And there's a lot of different ways to do that. My website is through WordPress. There's a lot of people who use WordPress. It's a free system. So you can start up a website for very inexpensive. So first she would try to pick a domain name. You know, she would pick what her website's going to be called. It might be called womenriseup.com or something like that. She would just decide what she wants it to be called, and she would register that domain name at anywhere like godaddy.com or any number of places. And then she would install a hopefully free system so she could just start a simple blog. And WordPress is a good one that I use, and there's a lot of other ones where after you pay for the website, you can have that happen for free. And then what I would recommend she do is she immediately start researching. That's where I always start, is find out what other websites there are that are kind of like hers. There might not be anything that's just like it because she's unique, But what else is there that's in the same ballpark of what she wants to do? So she would want to talk to somebody like you because you already have a blog and a podcast. Even though you're not focusing it on women in the same way, you would have some good advice for her. So to find out what else is out there and read their websites, listen to their podcasts, find out what they're already doing. And then I would say you want to think about who is your target audience. Who do you want to reach out to? Who are the people that you know in your area who you want to be reading your website and taking action from your blog? So think about them. And then you just start coming up with topics. What are you passionate about to write about? What, you know, maybe try to list 10 or 20 blog articles that you could write about. And one thing about blog articles is that they don't have to be very long. So if you're someone who's a little newer to writing, you can just write something short. It can be 300 words. It can be 500 words. It can be, you know, a one-page short blog post. It can have links in it. It can have videos in it. So you don't always have to write a huge amount in order to have an effective blog post. So that's what I would say, is to start that way and start by brainstorming 20 or so articles that you feel like you could write in the next, you know, few months. And then what you want to do is you want to have a blog schedule. So this is not something I'm personally that good at, but I know that from all the experts that what you want to have is a regular blog day. You want your blog to come out every Monday and Friday, or every Tuesday and Thursday, or every Sunday, or whatever your schedule is. You want your readers to be able to expect something from you, just like they expect the newspaper to be there in the morning. If you want to really be a pro, you want to have a regular schedule that you're sticking to, because that's how readers get to know you and how you get to build your influence and become a leader in whatever field you're in. So that was a kind of long answer. I could even say more, but I'll stop and see if you have any follow-up questions.
Well, I actually like how you broke it down into steps and how they can pick one after the other. When you mentioned having a schedule, it's one thing I personally do. For example, this podcast goes out on Tuesdays, and a supporting blog post goes out on either Friday or a Saturday. Most time it goes out on a Friday, and working with a schedule has actually simplified my own blogging process, because I've found out that because of this schedule, I'm already thinking of, okay, what's the next post to release that will fall in line with what I'm presently handling, the topic I'm presently facing. So I love the idea of the schedule that you mentioned, and it's actually something that is workable for somebody who's just getting started. Now, I would like to know, if somebody was to write a post, or let's use a blog post, for example, what format or style or what kind of arrangement would you say somebody should take when writing a blog post? A blog post that actually engages the reader.
So yeah, I've done some research about this, and there's a few different theories about this, but in general, for most people, they find that shorter blog posts are more engaging. If you write a long, long thing, a lot of times people get bored and they don't read the whole thing. So short is okay. It's better to do more blog posts, but have them be shorter. That's one thing. I struggle with that myself because I like to write whole books. So they can be very short. That's okay. And people like lists. This is a controversy on the internet, but there's a lot. Some of the most popular blog posts are about lists. So instead of saying, here's a long story about what women in Nigeria can do, you could have a blog post that says, here are the top five resources Nigerian women can reach out and use today. And here's one sentence about each one. So your blog post then is not a long piece of writing. It's more like you're doing research for people. And then you're putting it in a neat, clean package where they come to trust you as an expert and a leader in that field. So they look at your blog post that says, here's the five best resources right now for women, even in this state of Nigeria, and maybe their websites or their phone numbers to call or their organizations they can get involved in. And so that's something that's a short, actionable list. And you might have a few sentences about each one. and you might have a paragraph at the beginning and a paragraph at the end, but the whole blog post would be short. So lists is one that's very popular. And another way to think about it is, what are you trying to get your readers to do? So a lot of blogs are connected to businesses or services, and some aren't. Some are just, you know, for informational purposes. So if you offer services like coaching, or you have a business that you're blogging about, you want to think about your blog posts in terms of, I want to get my reader to take some action. I want them to call my business for more information, or I want to lead them to this other website that I want to support, or I want to inform them about this topic so that they can then take some action. So that's another way to think about it. So lists, and think about what action you want your readers to take after they've read it, rather than just telling them a long story, which is also okay. It's just most blogs are connected to some other business or some other podcast or something like that. So on my blog post, sometimes I blog about some of the things that I have on my podcasts. So I'll write about something, and then I'll have a link at the bottom that says, if you're interested in this topic, you can hear more about it on this episode of my podcast. So it's like the action I want them to take is to go and listen to that episode of the podcast so they can learn more about it. So that's the kind of thing. Think about actions, and lists are good, and short is usually good.
Awesome. So when you tell people to listen to the podcast like that, as a call to action at the end of the post, do they always listen?
No, they don't always listen. And, you know, not everyone is going to follow the action, but people do click over sometimes. And sometimes, you know, they discover more interesting stuff or more about me or my podcast or whatever that way. And sometimes that's not the point of the post. So no, they definitely don't always do that, but sometimes they do.
Great, great, great. That's awesome. Okay. As at this point, I must say that I'm quite excited that we did this conversation, because in a way, some of my posts didn't have call to actions. The only call to actions I put at the end of most of my posts actually were questions. Yeah. And I did those questions in the way that I wanted to get engagement from people who listened, who read the posts. You get what I'm saying? So I write a post like, if I write a post about every leader needs a tribe, this is how to identify yours. At the end of the post, I'll put something like, so what are you doing to build your tribe? How have you identified yours? And the funny thing is this, sometimes because that is not really a call to action, it doesn't get people to really comment on the blog. So if I'm going to ask now, I'm going to ask, how can somebody increase engagement on his or her post? On, let's say for the woman blog right now, let's say, how can she increase engagements on her post?
Okay, so that's a really good question. That's one thing that is really hard that bloggers think about a lot, podcasters think about a lot, is how do we get engagement? How do we get people to talk back to us and sort of build a community and a conversation? So one way, I think, is to find in your area of expertise, are there any controversies? That's one thing. Are there things that people are arguing about? If you are on Facebook or on other places on the internet, there's always arguments going on. People are always passionate about things. So one way that I've seen people do that effectively is write a blog post about something that's going on in the world where you live or on the online communities you're in that is controversial, that people are happy about, sad about, angry about, passionate about, and write what your opinion about that is, or what your side of it is, or what your take on it is, or your angle. And that is a way that it puts it in a modern context of something people are already thinking about. In the news business, it's sort of, they call it finding a hook. You want to find something that's already out there to hook your blog piece to, because that's something people are already engaging in. So it could be there's a big controversy in the news about a movie or a musician or something in politics. And if you can find a way to relate that to what you're already writing about and thinking about on your blog, that's a way that it can build engagement. It can get people to click over from Facebook, where you post your new blog post, over to your website, because they're already talking about this a topic or already thinking about it. So that's one way I would say to try.
Wow, this is the first time I'm hearing this from this perspective.
Good. It's awesome. Well, I hope that's useful. That's a way a lot of people are doing it now, is and it's different for every business, but I've seen even businesses can do this well. You know, they can find a pizza restaurant, or that all they want to do is sell pizza. They can have a blog, and then they can talk about politicians and other stuff that's already in the newspaper. And what it does is it gets you to think about their pizza restaurant, even though, that's the original story everyone is angry about isn't about pizza. If they're talking about that story, then it gets you to think about their pizza restaurant, and you might go to their website to read their story and then learn about their pizza or whatever business they're in or whatever else they're trying to sell or teach you about.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's talk about Writers 2.0 podcast. Tell us about Writers 2.0 podcast.
Yeah. So this is a podcast I started in October, and I live kind of far away from a big city, about an hour from the city of Seattle on the west coast of the United States. So I don't have a lot of interaction day to day with well-known authors, with literary agents, with people in the publishing business. And so I started the podcast for a few reasons. One was so I could talk to really interesting people and meet interesting people, talk to them for an hour a week and put it on a show. Another was to learn myself. I like to constantly be learning. So I like to learn from experts in various areas of the writing field and the publishing field. And I have people on who talk about marketing books and marketing writing and things like that also. So that was one thing. And I also want to hear about good books because I like books. So I have writers of nonfiction and fiction on the podcast to talk about their own books. And another is just that it's so easy now to start a podcast compared to what it was even 5 years ago. It's so inexpensive and so easy that it's a way you can connect with a lot of people very quickly. And if you do it right, it can even be as effective as blogging in one sense, because you can connect with people so quickly. I'd say the two go together, blogging and podcasting. But more and more people are starting podcasts now as a way to kind of influence their field or become a leader in their field. So with my own podcast, it's really just a lot of fun. I didn't really know what would come of it when it started, but it got fairly popular pretty early on, which was really nice to see. And it's just a lot of fun to keep doing it. Wow. And eventually I'll probably talk about my own book on that, my own writing process a little bit. So it's just a way to kind of have a conversation with a really big community that now is extending all the way to you in Nigeria, because we connected over the podcasting forum on Facebook.
Yeah. And thank you so much for being on the Audacity to Lead today. I want to say thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Lastly, before we go, what project are you working on right now that you would like to talk about? Of course, I know your book is coming out.
Yeah, so my book is coming out in June. That's The Anonymous Source, and that will be available all over in June. What I'm working on right now, it's kind of interesting. It's, when a book is pretty much done, it still has a few things left to do. You have to do the editing and the cover design and the layout. So I'm working with my team of people on that. And that's really all my free time I'm spending finalizing this book. In about a month, by March, it will be done, and then it will come out in June. And then I'll be giving talks and book signings and things like that. So that's what I'm working on now with all my free time, is just the last few steps to take the book to the final place it needs to be.
Great. If not that, you had already gone far with it. I would have offered to say, let me do the design, the cover design for your book for you. But of course.
Oh, you do cover design?
Yes, I'm a designer myself.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah, I have my publishing company has designers, so I have to go with a designer at my publishing company. But I appreciate the offer, maybe for the next book.
No problem. I'll be glad to do that for you. So where can people find you online? Let's say people want to connect with you from Nigeria, where can they find you online?
Yes, my website is www.acfuller.com, just all one word, acfuller.com. They can find me there. They can find me on Twitter, AC Fuller Author. That's AC Fuller Author on Twitter. Those are the two best places. I also have a Facebook page under AC Fuller, and I think I might have some other things, but my website is the best place to find me, and you can find everything from there.
Thank you. I want to say thank you on behalf of other City to Lead tribe members. I want to say thank you for being on this show today. Thank you for being on the podcast.
You're very welcome, and I appreciate you having me. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. And we hope to have you back once again.
Yeah, anytime you want to talk about writing.
Thank you so much.
Is your first time of listening to this episode, I want to say thank you for joining me. I believe you learned a few new things. And if you have always been a fan of this show, I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you so much for being around. I hope you enjoyed that episode. I hope you enjoyed the interview session. I hope you enjoyed the sound, even though you might have heard some of my local language at the background, because I actually did the episode in a live, as in like in a crowded place, in a noisy place. I didn't do it in a studio, and I think I enjoyed that. I might have to try that sometimes. I might have to try that a lot of times in the future, because, well, that reminds me, I'm already thinking of starting a new podcast, and that podcast is going to be specific. And actually right now, the more I actually dance around with the idea, the more inspired I get about it, and I'm already looking at it as something that will work. And I didn't intend to mention this on this episode, but since I've already said it, I'm thinking of starting a new podcast which is going to be focused on just Nigerian life, where you are going to hear from a lot of Nigerians on the kind of life Nigerians are living, the kind of life we are experiencing here. It's going to be another way for people outside Nigeria to get to know Nigerians. It's going to be a way for them to actually get to see life in Nigeria. And I'm actually looking at getting on the street, recording live with people in the street, and that's the kind of idea I have. I don't know if anybody actually likes that. I would like to hear from you. You can send me an email if you feel that's something that can work. Well, I'm also open to putting it together with a couple of persons, because I know it's going to take a lot of work. So if you are interested in doing that along with me, especially if you are not based in either, especially if you're based in another state, especially if you're based in another state, I would like to hear from you. I would actually like to hear from you. We could work together such that you will help me bring your side of Nigeria into the show, and it will add a lot of fun to it. Because the way I'm looking at it, well, let me not get into too much detail right now, because it's an idea I'm playing with. So I really like to hear from you. Please send me an email, dio@audacitytolead.com. I would like to know what you think about the idea and how we can work together to do that. It's going to be a podcast that actually brings life from around Nigeria together in a single podcast. And that's going to be something interesting. Maybe I just give somebody an idea for a podcast, but that's awesome. I want to give some shout out to a couple of friends. I want to say thank you to Chuck Wang of Inspired Works. And say thank you to Philip Swindle of The Podcasters. He's popularly known as the Show Notes Guy. I want to say thank you for helping me with working on my sales page when I was fiddling with my sales page. Thank you, Philip, for helping me. And I want to say thank you to Matt McWilliams of World Changer Show Podcast. Thank you for the review you left for the podcast. I want to say thank you. I want to also say thank you to Luke Mark, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Luke McClure. I hope I pronounced the name well. Thank you so much for the review you left for me on iTunes. To end this episode today, I'm only going to ask for just one thing from you, and that is, if you love what you listen to in this episode, I'm not asking you for a review right now. I actually have a new book which has a couple of bonuses, videos, PDF, swap file that you can copy and paste and use for your blog. For you specifically looking at starting a blog, if you would like to know more, just go to audacitytolead.com/BBM. I use BBM so that it's easier for you to link to. So you can go to audacitytolead.com/BBM. You'll find more detail about the new blog with excellence kit that I just launched. And actually, that's a kit that contains almost all of the ideas that I've gathered in about since 2007 that I started my first blog up till now. I've actually crashed a lot of other blogs, so there are a lot of things I've learned, and this will add to what you have learned on this episode. So if you would like to know more about that guide, that's the ebook, the videos. When I say videos, I mean 4 videos plus another bonus video plus some files. You can go to audacitytolead.com/BBM and you'll be able to get a copy for yourself from there. I want to say thank you for joining me on this episode again. I hope to connect with you through either email or from the Blog with Excellence kit, or we see again next Tuesday. Thank you so much. Next Tuesday, that is the next episode, I'll bring to you another special episode, and I believe you're going to enjoy that like you did this. Thank you once again to AC Fuller for being our guest on today's show. And this is where I wrap up today's episode. Thank you so much, so much, so much. Remember, everything that we have mentioned on this episode can be found at audacitytolead.com/25. And I'm going to even link to the Blog with Excellence kit there. So I see you again on the next episode. Thank you.